Dozens of containers of the chickens were therefore reshipped back across the Atlantic to New Orleans, where the rejected chickens sat, still rotting. Both Motts and the Saudis retained attorneys and threatened lawsuits. But the Saudis wanted more. They wanted Pete Brown, president of Motts, prosecuted in federal court. In short order, a thin little file arrived by special delivery in my inbox. In it were a handful of papers, mostly telegrams, and a few memos in old-fashioned, rather stilted Middle Eastern English. Apparently, the multi-million-dollar deal had been struck largely by telephone and was mostly a handshake deal. Aside from bills of lading from freight forwarders, which mostly concerned the weights and numbers of boxes of chickens, which were not in dispute, the entire contract was included in a single paragraph contained in a million-dollar open-ended letter of credit on a bank in Cairo, Egypt. The letter of credit, which was wonderfully concise and succinct, stipulated that the Motts chickens were to be young chickens easily grilled or broiled. A long FBI investigation ensued. Ken Hughes, a veteran agent and good friend, was all over the case. We subpoenaed every document and witness we could find. Ken interviewed everyone available at Motts, but had trouble pinning down the embarrassed Saudis, and we had to use slow and cumbersome legal procedures called letters rogatory, which took months to obtain, especially since official translations had to be obtained as well, and Arabic translators were scarce. The Motts plant, being close at hand, received most of our attention. Ken Hughes and I visited the plant in person, which was a revelation. It was one of the largest chicken plants in the United States. Its main product was eggs, not chicken meat for cooking. For products other than eggs, its biggest customer was the Campbell Soup Company, which used the Motts chicken meat and giblets for its variety of chicken-based soups. The Campbell's officials we talked to were highly pleased with Motts' chickens and had had no quality control issues. As the investigation progressed, it turned out that the cleanliness of the chickens was not the main issue. Most of the chickens were frozen solid and in good condition. Apparently, the Italian inspectors had just checked one or two bad boxes that had thawed out en route. The issue of the feathers and innards never resurfaced during several updated USDA inspections in New Orleans Harbor. There was one corroborating witness, however, about the putrefaction issue. A Department of Agriculture inspector who claimed he'd been transferred away from Motts for being too strict in his inspections told us a real horror story. One day he went to Motts for a surprise visit and was allowed to walk briefly through the plant unescorted. As he entered one cold room with tall metal vats filled with chickens supposedly freshly killed, he smelled a rotting odor. High on a ladder, he found a Motts employee busily pouring bleach from 5-gallon jugs into the vats. Rushing to the next room, the inspector got there before the bleach-carrying employee and was overwhelmed by the stench. The inspector questioned the employee with the bleach, who told him this was standard procedure during the busy season. When production backed up and the chickens began to spoil, they simply killed the offending bacteria with bleach and flash froze the chickens, purifying them. By the time Campbell's thawed them out to make chicken soup, they were perfectly fine. Ken and I asked the guy if he himself ate chicken or chicken soup. He said he did not and warned us always to buy whole chickens, never chicken parts, because those mostly came from chickens that had something wrong with them. When we told our story to the secretaries in our office, no one ate chicken parts for months.